Happy Easter, everybody. It's good to be with you once again. And happy Mother's Day to all of the mothers here. It's a joy always to celebrate this day with you and for all of the things that you do for us. Now, warning here, the following homily contains spoilers for Avengers Endgame. So if you were really worried about that, don't worry about walking out and coming back in. But otherwise, on with it. You may wonder why I am mentioning this. What does it have to do with the gospel? It's just a bunch of silly comic book stuff, isn't it? Well, in a way, these movies have become the mythology of our current culture. And they serve in a kind of similar way to, say, The Lord of the Rings does in expressing a sense of the truth. Now, J.R.R. Tolkien was very deliberate about what he was trying to do in showing the truth. And with the Avengers movies, it's a little more accidental. But nonetheless, in our pop culture, we can find things that reveal the truth, no matter how many strange and even untrue things we may find in them. We just have to dig for them. And in this case, there is something which shows us a great deal about the Good Shepherd, who he is and what he does, and how Jesus meant to transform the human race. Jesus says, "I am the Good Shepherd. A good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. A hired man who is not a shepherd and whose sheep are not his own sees a wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away, and the wolf catches and scatters them." So I want to look at a particular character, Tony Stark, or perhaps better known as Iron Man. Now, he starts out as the rich orphaned son of a genius, and he himself is a billionaire genius, starting out developing weapons for the US military. And he goes around, buys a bunch of expensive cars, hangs out with pretty women, and all of that good billionaire playboy stuff. But through a series of events, he comes to recognize his own weakness and the need for him to do good. And he develops the Iron Man suit to give him incredible strength when he's in it, and he can fly and do all sorts of amazing things. And he ends up being invited to join a team called the Avengers, mostly superheroes, though some are ordinary people with some tools. And they are meant to defend the Earth against rather extraordinary threats, whether they come from the Earth or even from space. And among these Avengers, you have folks like the Incredible Hulk and Captain America. Now, Captain America, in fact, has a great deal of criticism for this Tony Stark guy. He considers Tony to be irresponsible, only interested in himself. Yes, he's working to help the Avengers save the world, but he's really only interested in his own hide. And Captain America is not too far off on this assessment. Tony's interested in saving himself, and he's willing to help some other people, but he's kind of a selfish guy. But we see a development in him. When Tony is faced with saving the world one time, he comes this close to sacrificing himself. He, in his suit, flies into a giant worm-like metal machine flying through the air. And everybody thinks he's going to die, but he blows it up. And he does the same with the invading ship. And in this, we can see a hint of an image of Christ conquering death, the idea that Christ went into death, went into Hades, and blew it up. He burst the bronze bars of death, the iron bars. But of course, this wasn't the end for Tony Stark, and so there the similarities cease. He then tries to come up with a new way of saving the world, developing a robot, incredibly powerful, which he calls Ultron. And this robot is very smart and can solve all the world's problems. And it will defend, it will save humanity from itself. But little does Tony expect, following its own programming, it figures out what is the greatest threat to humanity? Humanity itself. And so it sets out to destroy all human beings. That was the end result of Tony's attitude on the world about how to save people, save them from themselves. They're selfish. They can't be trusted. Then comes along another threat, a fellow named Thanos, whose name, incidentally, is very similar to the Greek word for death. And he has a plan to destroy half of all living beings in the universe by collecting stones of power. And he isn't simply content with defeating those who try to stop him. He wants to show everybody that he is right in the way that he thinks. All he really wants is to end wars, end poverty, end hunger. If you get rid of half of the people, that'll be easy. And that's his plan. And he wants to show everybody that ultimately they agree with him. And in his fight with the Avengers, he ends up putting them in situations where they have to make a choice. Let Thanos succeed or sacrifice someone or something very important to them. And in every case, they fail, proving Thanos right. And he wins the day, destroying half of the universe. And Tony is struck particularly by this because he had come to see Spider-Man, Peter Parker, as a son-like figure. And he felt a great responsibility for him. And he failed him. Tony Stark fails. And 5 years pass. And everybody's dealing with the loss of someone. But Tony really makes a life for himself. He settles down. He's no longer drawn away by his feeling of responsibility for others. He has a 5-year-old daughter. But then he's called upon at the last minute to help come up with a solution. And the solution that he follows, once he brings all of those Avengers who are lost back, results in his death. It destroys Thanos and all his people, but he knows that he must die. Now, if he had thought too much about this ahead of time, he probably would have said no. But he was put in a situation, and at the critical moment, he made the decision he needed to make to sacrifice himself. And so from beginning to end, we see in this character a transformation from total selfishness, then to a willingness to help others, but one that was always ready to sacrifice some principle or some person before number one, to finally being willing to sacrifice himself to bring all back to order in the universe. This is a uniquely Christian dynamic. This is the logic of the good shepherd who lays down his life for his sheep. Captain America insisted that Tony Stark could not be a good leader He was just a smart, selfish man in a powerful suit. But Tony Stark was transformed. He went from being the hired man who runs away in the face of the wolf to being the good shepherd who could actually lead and who laid down his life because that was what it took to save everyone. This is what our Lord Jesus Christ did by going to the cross. He actually cared for us. And it's that care which is the critical component. How did Tony Stark learn this self-sacrifice? By seeing his failure in losing Spider-Man, whom he cared for, seeing that he himself was not able to do it, and he realized he wanted to sacrifice himself. There are things important enough to us to sacrifice ourselves, things that we would rather see alive than us. Second, his daughter, his family. He learned love through this, and it is through love that sacrifice is able to come. Not sacrificing others, but ourselves. This love that Christ showed on the cross for us, this love and this self-sacrifice to which he invites every single one of us. The normal, natural way we learn this is through our families. And sometimes it takes us a long time to learn it. But it's also something, especially on this Good Shepherd Sunday, that we should expect of our priests, our bishops, that they be not hired men working for a wage, but when they see trouble coming, run away, or worse, destroy the sheep for their own self-interest. Rather, they have to become more perfectly like Christ, and without having families of their own, they must have this as a supernatural gift. And so we ought to pray for the priests that we currently have, that they may be transformed in this image. And we must pray for men in our own community and boys to grow up in the fear of the Lord and to see whether they have this call of self-sacrifice in a supernatural way. What a beautiful gift. What a way to transform the world. What a way to break us out of our self-serving ways of thinking and to see the world as the Good Shepherd does from the vantage point of the cross. Praise be Jesus Christ.